Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf, which is Sukkah Mem Dalet. We begin seven lines from the top of the Amud. The Gemara begins with a Kasha. Omli Abayi L'Rabba. Maishna Lulav. Why is it so that when it comes to Lulav, Da'avdinan Le'Shiv'a, we take Lulav for 7 days, all throughout Sukkahs. Zech L'Migdash, we do it as a remembrance for what happened in the Migdash, where they would shake Lulav all throughout Sukkahs. Usmachtem L'Fnei Hashem L'Kechem Shivas Yomim. Nowadays as well, this was a takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai back on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. We make a takana that we take lulav all throughout the 7 days of Sukkos as a zecher l'migdash to evoke the memory, generate yearning and desire for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. So that transpires all throughout Sukkos, all throughout the 7 days. That's by lulav. Umayishna arava. Why is it different than by arava? Taking of the arava is to le'avdin Allah shiva zechel amidash. There we don't apply it throughout all the days of Sukkos. It's limited to the seventh day only. Right? Nowadays we have a shana arava, the seventh day of Sukkos. We only make a very limited zechel amidash. What happened to the rest of Sukkos? So why is it that when it comes to lulav, it applies all throughout? When it comes to arava, limited to the seventh day. Amalehi responded, you know why? Hoylv Adam Yaitse Yidei Chayvasoi Barava Shabalulav. Actually, we do take the Arava all throughout Sukkos. You have it in your Lulav. And you're Yaitse in that manner. Amalehi Abai responds, you know, how could it be Yaitse? It's part of the Lulav. It's not meant as the Arava for Arava's sake. Amalehi Ahumishum Lulav Uduka Avidle. Being taken as part of the lulav arrangement, it's not nikar, it's not visible that it's for the arava. V'chitem, perhaps you'll say, dekum magbalei. He'll lift the lulav once to be mekayim mitzvahs lulav, v'hadar magbalei, and then lift it again for the sake of the arava. In which case, he can be yaitse in that manner. Well, theoretically, that's correct, but practically, who does that? V'masim b'chalyam, look around. On a daily basis, meaning we don't see that. Look around throughout Sukkos. Who does that? Nobody picks up that lulav once for lulav and once for arava. So there is no fulfillment of the mitzvahs arava. There's no zecher l'migdash except on the seventh day. And why is that so? Amar Rav Zvid Mishmei the Rav. I'll tell you why. There's a difference between the lulav, which is the iraisa, the mitzvah min ha-Torah, and therefore they consider a higher level mitzvah. Avdinan shiva zechel amigdash. When it comes to applying the lulav throughout the gvulin outside Eretz Yisrael, outside Yerushalayim, after the churm zechel amigdash, we apply it to all 7 days because lulav is menat Torah. It deserves a significant, a kiyum, a long and uninterrupted zechel all throughout the mitzvah, the Yom Tov of Sukkos, as opposed to arava, which is only the Rabbanon. The entire concept of taking a Rav on Sukkos is only with the Rabbanon. Le'avdin Allah shiva zecher l'migdash, that doesn't deserve a 7 day zecher. 1 day suffices. Laman, 1 second. In accordance with whose shita are you offering this explanation? You're telling me a Rav is only the Rabbanon? Really? Ilayim Allah Abba Shol. Are you following Abba Shol? Well, that doesn't work. Ha'amar, he said, the Pasuk says you meant to take Arve Nachal, Eloshin Rabim. Or is that coming to include Arve Nachal Ksiv, Shtayim, two types of Aravis, Achas Lulav, Achas LeMikdash, one in the Lulav and one in the Mikdash, for the mitzvah of Arava. So it's in our Torah, just as the Lulav is. You can't say Arava is only with the Rabbanon. Ilu Rabbanon, you follow Shitas Chachamim. Well, they learn the halacha of Arava from halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim. Hilchas Gemira, Amar Vasi, Amar Yechanan. She quoted Rabbi Yechon, who quoted Mishum Rabbi Nechunya, Ish Bikas, Beis Chayrosan. The fellow, he came from this this town, Beis Chayrosan, and he said as follows. He gave us a list of three concepts which are derived from Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim. They're actually not really related to each other, but so happens that they were presented together in the Beis HaMidrash at one time. Eser Netiyos, the 10 new saplings, this is a Shvius related halacha, number one. Arava, they meant to take the Arava in the Beis HaMidrash. Venusuch HaMayim, and pouring of the water on the Mizbeach during the Talmud Shal Shachar on Sukkos. All these halachas are halacha al-Moshe Mitzrayim. So it's pretty clear that Arava is min HaTorah, it's halacha al-Moshe Mitzrayim. It's either derived from Arvei Nachal or halacha al-Moshe Mitzrayim. So you cannot say that the difference between Lulav, which has a Zecher al-Migdash all throughout the 7 days of Sukkos, is different than Arava because the Lulav is min HaTorah and Arava is not, because Arava is min HaTorah as well. Ela Amar Rav Zvid Mishmei Rava, rather says Rav Zvid in the name of Rava. Rava must have meant something else. The difference between Lulav and Arava is as follows. Lulav de Isli Iker min HaTorah b'gvulim. Keep in mind that Mitzvah Lulav applies in the Migdash and outside the Migdash as well. There's an Iker min HaTorah, which means there's a source, a Shoresh min HaTorah, that Lulav is meant to be taken even b'gvulim. So Lokachta Melchem Bayim HaRishon, as we learned yesterday, applies even outside the Migdash. And since min HaTorah, the concept of Lulav applies outside the Migdash, Avdinan Shiva Zechel HaMigdash, we extend it from only the first to all days beyond the first as well, because of Zechel HaMigdash, we sort of keep the mitzvah going. So since the first day is min HaTorah, we just continue all throughout the 7 days of Sukkot, Zechel HaMigdash, as opposed to the Arava, the last Iker min HaTorah b'gvulim. Although the Torah requires that Arava to be taken in the Migdash, but there's no Iker min HaTorah, there's no source to indicate that you meant to take Arava outside the Migdash. So min HaTorah doesn't really apply outside the Migdash. Lo yavdinon shiva zechel HaMigdash. So when it comes to establishing a zechel HaMigdash, one day suffices. So outside the Migdash, you take it on the seventh day. Why dafka on the seventh day? Some of Farshim say because, as we learned yesterday, it's the seventh day which is Deiches Shabbos. Right? The seventh day of Arava, which falls out on Shabbos, you take it even on Shabbos. So that's a more chashev day. Or as we want to see in Daf Mem Hei, we find that even in the Migdash, they would actually do an enhanced Arava ceremony on the seventh day. They would go around seven times. So that appears to be a more chashev day, and therefore, that is the day that is meant to be done even outside the Migdash, as a Zecher l'Migdash. Amar Rish Lakish, on the topic of Arava, says Rish Lakish, Koyhanim Balei Mumin, even Koyhanim that have a Mum, who are unfit to do Avoida, Nichnosen Beine Ulam Ulam Mizbeach. They enter the area between the Ulam, which was the antechamber from the Hechel, and the Mizbeach. So that space was generally not accessed by Koyhanim Balei Mumin, but when it comes to fulfilling Mitzvah Arava, which required the Kohanim, all those Kohanim present, to take Arovas and walk around the Mizbech and then put it around the Mizbech in place. So at that point we say Kohanim Bali Mumin have the allowance to enter that area. They lotis barovah to do the mitzvah barovah. That's Rish Lakish's chiddush. Only Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan challenges him. Mi Amra. Whoever said that this is required? Says the Gemara. What do you mean? Mi Amra? Who are you, Amr? Rabbi Yochanan himself certainly concurs with this concept that Arava is a mitzvah meant to be done in the Migdash. Rabbi Yochanan himself said so. Domer of Asi, Rabbi Yochanan. Mishum Rabbi Chunya, Ishkva Bikas Beis Chorosan. Right, like we said earlier, Esenatiyos, Arava, Vinesach HaMayim, Halach HaMashim Sinai. So why is he challenging Rish Lakish? He also presented Arava as something that's meant to be done. Ela Mi Amra Benetila. What Rabbi Yochanan meant was, who says he meant to take the Arava, shake him, and walk around holding them, which perhaps would require every kohen present to do so, even the Balei Mumin, and would justify the entry of Balei Mumin into that area. Dima b'skiva, perhaps he simply meant to take the Aravas and plant them around the Mizbeach, position them in place around the Mizbeach. Explains Tosfos, since it's an object-oriented obligation, the Arava has to be placed in that position, so perhaps one person could do it on behalf of all. It's not a personal obligation. It's not a gavra. It's not a personal chiv that every kohen would have to do. Biskifa, just put it on the Mizbech. And one person will do it on behalf of all, and therefore wouldn't justify the entry of the Bali Mumin into that restricted area. That's number one. Number two, even if you shall say that it's a gavra chiv, it's a personal chiv, every kohen present has to do that. Every kohen has to take the arava and walk around. Mi amr be bali mumin. Who's to say that even bali mumin who aren't fit to do avoid are meant to do that? Dilma betmim, maybe only the unblemished kohen are meant to participate, explains Tosis. Perhaps only the kohanim who are meant to take part in the avoda of the mikdash meant to participate in this ceremony as well. But it doesn't apply to kohanim who are exempted from avoda, such as bali mumin. Itma we learned, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Levi. There was a machlokes between these two amirayim regarding the essence of the mitzvah of arava. Chad Omar, one of them, maintained that arava, taking of the arava outside the mikdash, was yisoid neviim, was established by the neviim, which means was like a mitzvah which requires a bracha. V'chad Omar arava minig neviim. The other one maintained that doesn't really have that status. It's only a minig, which was introduced by the neviim. Now, what exactly are they arguing about? Perhaps let's go over to the Rashi here. It's exactly the middle of the Amid. You'll notice the word Yisoid. Yisoid Nevi'imu. Takonos Nevi'im Achroinim. It was established as a takono by the later Nevi'im. Chagi Zechayim Malachi. Shoyim Mitakni Takonis Yisrael Asher Knesset Agdol. They were part of the Asher Knesset Agdol. They were Mitzakin Takonis. That's one approach. The other one said, it wasn't a takana, it was a minig. And he goes, they got the Klal Yisrael accustomed to doing this. It wasn't a takana, it wasn't like a mitzvah. What's the difference? You don't make a bracha by a minig. Why? The lekel memer vitzivano. It's a problem because you can't say ashakichonim, it says vitzivano. The afilu b'chlal lo yisosur lesa. Rashi makes reference to the Gemara. The Gemara wants to know, how do we say Asher Kitchanu b'mitzvos v'tzivon? We tell Hashem, you've commanded us to light Chanukah licht, to read Megillah, not the Torah Shebichsav. How can we say v'tzivon? The Gemara answers because in the Torah Shebichsav we have a pasuk which says lo yisaser min ha-davar. Hashem tells us, don't stray from the davar, the instructions, which were set forth by the Chachamim, meaning you're meant to keep to the halachos of the Rabbanan as well. So when we keep a mitzvah of the Rabbanan, in essence, we are really mekayim a mitzvah min ha-Torah, so to speak, of lo yisaser. And that's why the bracha, the nosach, the text works. Asher kachanam mitzvah v'tzivanu, because you have instructed us to follow the instructions given by the Chachamim. But when it comes to a minhag, says Rashi, it's not on the same level. You can't even say v'tzivanu because it's not a commandment. It's not an established requirement. There's more of a minhag. And therefore, a bracha is not applied. Continues the Gemara. So we have a shaila. Is it a yisoid neviim, an established takana, or is it merely a minhag? Testaim der Rabbi Yochanan da'amar yisoid neviim. Perhaps we can conclude with clarity that it was Rabbi Yochanan who said that it's a yisoid neviim. Da'amar ravo. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Aravi yisoid neviim. He clearly says so. This time, indeed, this is a real conclusion. Amar Rabbi Zera la Ravo. I don't understand. Mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi? Is that so? That according to Rabbi Yochanan, taking of the Arava was established by the Nevi'im? V'Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan tell us? It's the third time we have it on today's Amud. V'Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishon Rabbi Chunya, Ish Bikas Beis Chorason. Esenatias, those three items are Esenatias, Arav, and Nisachamai. All three were Halacha Meshim Sinai. It wasn't established by the Nevi'im, V'im Achroinim, Chagei Zechayim Malachi, at the beginning of Ba'isheni, it was Halacha Meshim Sinai. Ishtoimim Kishachad. Ravo was stumped. He was bewildered for a short moment, speechless. He didn't have an answer. Here we see the Rabbi Yochanan holds that it was a Yisoid Nevi'im, established by the Nevi'im. Whereas elsewhere he said it was the Lachmash Messinai. So he was stumped, but then he regained his bearings, and he said, "Va'amar, you know what? Initially, it was halacha Meshim Yisina, but shachachom, Klal Yisrael forgot this halacha, as they forgot many other halachas during the time of Galus, due to the tumultuous situation, and things were forgotten. Learning was interrupted, and there was shikha. V'chazru v'yistam. And these Nevi'im came back and reestablished this halacha. So initially it was halacha Meshim Yisina, then it was forgotten and reintroduced by the Nevi'im, Rashi says, al pi adibur, by way of nevuah. It's a chiddush that you can introduce halachas by way of nevuah, although the Torah says, lo b'shamayimi. And I meant to learn halachas through nevuah. Parshim say here it was already an established halacha, it was just forgotten, so it was refreshed, ayde nevuah. So both are true. It was initially halacha Meshim Yisina, but then reintroduced by the Navi. Umi Omar B'yechan Hachi, is that so, that B'yechan maintains that some things were forgotten in Bavel? V'Omar B'yechan, and then B'yechan himself say, Dilchain, initially, I figured it was yours. He was addressing his Talmidim in Eretz Yisrael. I figured Torah was your domain. You remained in Eretz Yisrael, and everyone went to Galus. You retained clarity and full command of the entire Torah. Initially, that's what I figured. Amri, but then I reverted. I realized, Dilhoinhi. Torah is truly the domain of the Bnei Bava, although they went into Galus. But they had held on to the Torah properly. They had true clarity. As we're going to see in Rashi. In any case, Rabbi Yochanan maintained that the Bnei Bava never forgot anything. So how can we say it was forgotten and reintroduced? Before we continue, let's go over to Rashi. So basically continue where we left off, which is 23 lines from the bottom. How could Rabbi Yochanan say it was established by the Nevi'im? It was learned through Halacha Meshim Sinai. Says the Gemara, you're right. Initially it was Halacha Meshim Sinai, but then Shachachom Begolos Bavel. Shachachos HaTorah V'Mitzvos. Mimiktas, they forgot some specifics in Bavel. V'zunish Shecholo Gamrei. This was completely forgotten. V'chazur Nevi'im Achroinim. And Chagai, Zechai Malachi came back and reestablished. V'yistum Apiyatim. Says the Gemara, they forgot Torah in Bavel? That doesn't sound right. V'amar b'yichman d'l'choyne amri d'l'honi. So what was this referring to? It says Rashi, Rav Kahana hoya mitamidei Rav. Rav Kahana was one of the Talmidim of Rav in Bavel. V'yuchorv moed was sharp. U'baruch le'etz Yisrael p'nei Rav b'yichman. He escaped from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, came to Rav b'yichman. Machas merad n'shar golem echad. He inadvertently killed somebody and he was being pursued by the authorities. He had to escape to Eretz Yisrael. Tamrinan. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan benefited from him. He clarified some uncertainties, and he was very impressed with Rav Kahana, who came from Bavel. Rav Kahana's Torah, and this afforded him new perspective on the Torah of Bavel. Rabbi Yochanan Beretz Yisrael. I'm very impressed with them. Sovra, you see, Shatur Shalachem. I figured the Torah was yours. Shaloi Galisim Arzachem. You never left your land. Velo Yehoyalachem Tirafad Das. You weren't traveling. You had no Tirafad Das. Aval Reisi Shishal Bnei Bavel. But now I see that the Bnei Bavel have true understanding and clarity. Shaval Bishagoli Ondo Imolahem Chachma Sacher Shamaskar. Even though they went to Galus. But the Chachma, which was taught to them by the Chirish Shamaskar. Shagolom Nichanya, this is a group of Chachamim, Chedosh Vamaskar, describing their hard level of Torah. They came together with Nichanya to Bavel. Kedachsiv, as it says, Hakol Gibirim Oysel Mochama. They were mighty ones, warriors. Vetani Besed, Oilam Vechima Gvura Oysel Bnei Adam Hanesudim Shal Shaloy Shal Barzel. What type of Gvura is expressed by people that are chained? Speaking about great Talmidei Chacham, although they were taken in chains to Bavel, but they were great in their scholarship and their Torah. And they went to Bavel and they established yeshivas, they established proper learning and ensured the true maintenance of the Torah and the tradition and clarity. It's pretty clear that Rabbi Yochanan agreed that the Golos Bavel didn't really interfere or interrupt with their learning, and they still maintain their clarity, their absolute command of Torah. So how can we say that when it comes to Arava, they forgot the mitzvah of Arav and Bavel, and was reintroduced in Eretz Yisrael by the Nevi'im. Continues the Gemara on the last word of the Amud. Lekasha, the answer is, let's go back a second. We had a discussion as to the source, as to the essence of mitzvah Arav. Is it Yisoid Nevi'im? Is it Halacha Meshmi Sinai? So we said, oh, they forgot, they were introduced. You know, forget about that. No forgetting. The answer is very simple. Depends on your location. Kam b'migdash, kam b'gvulim. The Arava in the Beis HaMikdash is based on Halacha Meshmi Sinai. B'gvulim, outside the Mikdash, is not Halacha Meshmi Sinai. That was introduced by the Nevi'im. Straightforward, easy. Let's go to Rashi on top. B'migdash, Halacha Meshmi Sinai. B'gvulim, Yisrael Nevi'im. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Ami, Arava Tzricha Shir. This is a minimum requirement when it comes to Arava. You can't just have a small, teeny mashu. It has to have a shir. Which the Gemara soon will tell us. Ve'enu netelas el b'fnei atzma. The Arava has to be separate. It can't be tied together with something else. It has to be visibly l'shem mitzvah. L'shem mitzvah is Arava. Number three. You can't be yoytze mitzvah sarava using the arava in the lulav. So three things. It needs a shear. It has to be alone. And you can't use the arava in the lulav. Says the Gemara, why this redundancy? Given the Amar Mai, once you've told me that Eina Netelas Elofnei Atzma, the arava has to be separate, in order for it to be nikar, as she says, muchach, that it's a mitzvah, once you know that, pshita, of course, the Eina Dom Yoytze Barava Shebelulav, it can't be yoytze with the arava in the lulav, which is part of the lulav arrangement. So why the redundancy? Mao the Tema says, well, perhaps I would say, you know what? When do we say that the Arava has to be a Fnei Atzma, so that it's clearly being done L'shem Arava? That's only when you're going to pick up his lulav with Arava in it, and I'll do it once, in which case it doesn't appear like he's doing anything for the Arava. He's doing mitzvah's lulav. But in the case where his Agbe picks it up once for Lulav's sake, Vahadar Agbe picks it up again for Arava's sake, perhaps that would work. Right? Aval Agbe, but if he picks it up once for the Lulav, Vahadar Agbe picks it up again for the Arava, Emolai, perhaps that's different. The point is, it has to be Muchach. You have to see him taking an Arava. Okay, who says it has to be untied, separate, perhaps even in the Lulav can work, if you see he's doing it L'shem Arav. If he picks it up twice, once for Lulav, once for Arav, K'mashmon, the Chiddush is no. That's not enough. The fact that he's doing another Mas L'shem Arav, that's not sufficient. You have to have it in the item itself. It has to be Arav which is specifically designated for Arav use, as opposed to something which is part of the Lulav bundle. So that's Rav Amishit. Rav Chizda, Rabbi Yitzchak, no. Adam, Yaiti Dechevasai, Barav Hashem, Belulav. Certainly, you can use the Arava in the Lulav, provided you do a double take. You pick it up once for a Lulav, and once again for the Arava. As long as you made that personal demonstration, you've indicated that you're doing L'shem Arava, that's enough. Now, let's go back to the Shir. Rakama Shiura, what's the minimum Shir for the Arava? Omar Ibn Nachman, Gimu, Badi Alam Nachman. You have to have three separate stalks. Body of the stalks. Alun Lachen, which feature fresh leaves on them. Now the Ram explains why the number three. He says it should be nikkur that it's for the sake of Arava. Because you already have two in your lulav. So you want to show that it's something different. You have to take three. That's Rav Nachman. Rav Sheshe Sama, you don't need three. Afilu Ola Echad, even one leaf, Ubad echad, with another stalk next to it. Says the Gemara, Ola echad ubad echad sakadaydach. Can you say a detached leaf with a stalk? What good is a detached leaf? You don't see much there. As she says, leiv minkar. It's not something which is visible. It's not something which is seen. It doesn't have chashivas. Ela ema. Rather, what he meant to say is afilu ola echad bibad echad. Even if it's one bad, one stalk with one leaf attached, that's enough. In any case, you don't need three. One is enough. Okay, before we continue, let's summarize the sugya of Arava. So we learned that the Arava is something which is meant to be taken on its own, in a way where it's visibly done l'shem harava. How many? We have a sheet of three, sheet of one. In the Mikdash, it was taken all throughout the 7 days of Sukkot. It's been a Torah. Either Arvi Nachal, which is Lashon Rabim, is coming to include the Arava and the Mikdash, or L'chamesh Mesina is the source of this halach. Outside the Mikdash, but Medina, is only taken one day, and over here it was not Minat Torah. It was either Yisoid Nevim, established by the Nevim, which requires a bracha, or it was only a Minig Nevim, in which case, no bracha is required. Continues the Gemara. Omer Ivo. Ivo was Rav's father. I was standing in front of Rav Lezer. This fellow came, and he brought an Arava. He presented Rav Lezer with an Arava. Shakel, chavet, chavet, v'loy baruch. He took the Arava, chavet, chavet, going to Rashi, it means he shook it, ne'anua, going to Rama, means thrashing on the floor or a kli. So he handled that Arava, v'loy baruch, without a bracha, because he held, minag nevim, it's only a minag, which doesn't require a bracha. Aivu, v'chizkia, these two, who are b'nei barate de Rav, the grandchildren of Rav, the sons of his daughter. So this Aivu was actually a great-grandson of the other Ivo, who was Rav's father. So they were standing in front of Rav. And they brought Aisu Arava Kamed Rav. They delivered Arava to Rav. Chavet, Chavet V'lei Baruch. He shook without a bracha, kosavar, because he held a minik nevim, it's only a minik. On the topic of Ivo, with Rav Lezer Tzaddik, says the Gemara, another story. Amar Ivo. Havo Ke'imna Kamed Rav Lezer Tzaddik. I was standing in front of Lezer. Oslo Kameo Gabriel's fellow approached him. With a shyly, he said, look, I'm a landowner. Amalei Kiryasa Isli. I have these villages. Kirmai Isli. I have vineyards. Zesai Isli. I have olive trees. V'asu b'nei Kiryasa. And the villagers, who are my laborers, they come and they work for me. Makashkishin b'kirmai. And they turn over the soil in the vineyards. V'uchlim b'zesai. And they consume the olives as wages. That's their pay. And it's actually Shemitah. And they're taking the olives as pay. Orich, is this a proper way to conduct myself? Or Loy Orich, was it improper? Omelet, Reb Lezer, Reb Tzaddik responded, Loy Orich. It's improper. Ashi explains, because you're paying their wages with Peter Shvius. That's Chayra. Tara says that the Peter Shvius Allah Achla, strictly for consumption, not to engage in commerce. Not meant to be used to pay salaries. So that was the psak. This fellow heard. He says, okay, let me go. Have a kashavak lebasel. Immediately left. He took off. He went to tell his workers to stop having those zaysim as pay. In the meantime, Reb Lezer Tzaddik turned to the fellow standing around him and he said, Omar, I'm very impressed with the integrity of this fellow. Kadu havesi dairi ba'ara hada. Look, I've been living in this land, in this place for memishnin, for 40 years. I'm impressed with this fellow. V'loi chamesi barinish. I've yet to see another person. Mahalach b'orchan de taknon. Who walks on a path of integrity. K'dein like this fellow. This fellow is erlich, a man of integrity. Perhaps he was telling him, look, he wasn't just he wasn't just leaving because he didn't like my response. He went to straighten things out right away. He heard it was usher. He went right away to correct it. So he went to tell his workers to stop using the olives as pay. And then he came back. Hadar Asi came back to ask him, well, what should I do? V'amrlei my mevid, what should I do? Amrlei, Rav Lezer tells him, afkar zeisaya, give up the ownership on your zeis, meaning have everybody eat those olives, give access to all. Afkar zeisaya l'choshuchaya, to the dark ones, meaning the anim, have the poor people access your olive trees, retain prutai lekashkushe krum, and use your own prutas, your own funds, to pay the kashkushe krum and those fellows who are working for you, turning over your soil in your kerem, pay them the salary out of your pocket. Okay, says in more of kashkushe mishari. How could you actually do this on Shemitah? Turn over the soil. Tanya, Brisa says, vashmiyas tishmeteno natashta. On Shmis, you meant to abandon Yifil, either foul. We learn from these words, Tishmetenim lekashkish. You have to abstain from turning over the soil. Unetashtem lesak, you have to stop clearing the land from its stones, which in essence prepares it for planting. So even this type of activity is asana shmita. How can they do that? Amarav uker bracham trei kashkushi hav. You meant to know that there are two types of kashkushi. Chad stumepili. One is merely to cover up the holes, to be soisen the pili, the cracks which developed over the roots of the trees. So once they become exposed, you have to cover them to avoid loss, and that's mutar on shmita, to be moynei hefsed. So this type of turning over of soil is mutar. V'chad avruy ilani. The other one is avruy ilani, according to one pshat in Rashi, lahavri, to strengthen the tree. So they overturn the soil to strengthen the tree, and that's asr. Avruy ilani is asr. Benefiting, something that benefits the tree is asr. Stumei pili shayv, just to cover up the holes is mutar. And apparently, they were engaged in this type of kashkush. Another member from the same Amar, Amar Aivu, Mishur Blazer Tzadik. Ayahalach Odom Ba'arv Shabbos says, on Erev Shabbos, we must be careful not to travel more. Yoyser Megimo Parso, it's more than 3 parsa. Parsa is 4 mil. So 3 parsa, about 12 miles. One Pesachim says that a person would typically travel 10 parsa a day. So 3 parsa is about a third of a day's worth of traveling. So in today's terms, would be a third of a day's travel, about 3-4 hours of travel, not more than that. Why? Because one should allow himself some time to prepare properly for Shabbos. Omer of Kahana lo yamor al beisit. This concern only applies when he's on his way home. Make sure to get home in time to prepare enough food for Shabbos. Avalo shpize, but if he's heading to the hotel, in which case he's carrying his food along with him in any case. Amai denakid samach, he's relying on the food that he has with him in any case. There's no concern about arriving late. Vikidam is another version of this halacha, which is machmer. Omar avkana lo nitzrucha el afilu beis. This halacha applies even when he's heading home. Certainly when he's going to a hotel where he doesn't know what's going on, if there's going to be adequate supply of food there, he should make sure to come in time to make sure everything's okay. But certainly even when he comes home, where he knows what he has, everything is accessible to him, even there, perhaps he won't find what he needs. Make sure to come in time to leave yourself ample time to prepare properly. Omar of Kahana, in fact, b'diavu uvda, I have personal first-hand experience that for some reason I got delayed and I came home the last minute, I found nothing. I feel a kasa daharsan ala ishkachi. I couldn't even find a kasa daharsan ala dish. Dagim ketanim, Rashi says, which are fried in oil and shuman and fat and flour, some minimum Shabbos food I couldn't find for myself. So this is teaches us a lesson to come in advance to prepare properly. It was a story related by Ripsak Zilberstein in the Sefer Bachinavshi. This fellow that came over to the U.S. for medical reasons. He had a daughter that wasn't unwell, so he had to go to the hotel, to a hospital near Muncie. Came with his whole family from Eretz Yisrael. He was a Brooklyn native. He was living in Eretz Yisrael, so he came for this medical purpose, and they figured it was going to be in and out. They got back to Eretz Yisrael, so they brought all their kids along. They figured it would be a short trip. It turns out that the tests revealed something serious, and they were told they have to remain in the U.S. for about 6 months. And they were beside themselves. What are we going to do with all their kids out of school? In any case, they were going to go to his parents for Shabbos. It was midwinter. His parents lived in Brooklyn, in Flatbush. So he was a responsible fellow. They were expecting a snowstorm. He headed out of Muncie really early in the morning. So Friday morning down the road. Lo and behold, snow is coming down. Gushes and traffic snarl and nowhere to go. They're inching forward through Palisades into Manhattan and they see it's getting late. Sun's about to set. There's nowhere to go. They have to quickly figure something out. And they were in the lower east side area. They pulled in there. He knew the area, so he pulled over to the yeshiva there and he found the And the Shabbos is setting up for Shabbos. He told him, look, I have my family in the car, last minute, we're stuck. He says, sure, come to my house. He invited them in, set them up, had a beautiful Shabbos, a sudo, it's a good time. And this fellow used to go over to Rav Moshe Feinstein's house for a mincha, shalashulis and mayr. He was really older and he used to stay home. So he had a mini at home. And this guest went along with him, had mincha, shalashulis. And then he had an idea. He says, you know, I have an unwell daughter. Perhaps I can bring her over to Rav Moshe for a bracha. This was already in his last years, really older, and he wasn't really leaving the home. So he asked the grandson, he got him rishos, he says, if you come right away after Abdullah, we get a bracha. So he quickly rushed home, got his daughter, came to Rav Moshe. Moshe was already lying in bed. They walked over to Rav Shiva, told him the situation, and he gave a heartfelt bracha for Shalem to this girl. Fine, went back home. And Monday morning, he went back to the hospital for another test. Lo and behold, the doctors were astounded. It's gone. Condition is totally gone. You're free to go back home, go to Eretz Yisrael, enjoy. And I couldn't believe it. Because of a snowstorm, he was held up in Manhattan. Last thing he wanted, last thing he expected. He ended up in his fellow's house. He took him to Rav Moshe Feinstein, gave him a brach. His daughter was completely healed. He went back to Eretz Yisrael, life back to normal. And there's a postscript to the story, that while they were spending Shabbos, so the host was mentioning to him that he has a nephew, an older bach, looking for a shidduch. And when this fellow went back there to Shul, he had an idea. He had a niece, which was older, looking, also looking for a shidduch. And a couple of weeks later, there was a shidduch. There was a mazel tov. Another side benefit from this unexpected Shabbos together. But in any case, typically, you're meant to make sure you end up at your destination in time. Continues to go on Mitzvah's Lulav Ketzer. The mission discussed the fact that they used to deliver their lulavim to the Har Bayis in advance of Shabbos and set it up on the Itztavah. Itztavah is a platform. Remember we had back on Abdallah and Manav, this platform used to raise the ground, the floor of the Sukkah. So Itztavah is a platform. In this case, some type of benches, which were covered up, which were not covered, they were sheltered. There was some roof above it. That was used for gathering, for congregating on the Har Bayis. So the chazon of the attendants set up the lulavim. Tani Tana, Kamei Rav Nachman, there was a schacham who presented the following version of the Mishnah to Rav Nachman. Seidrin agag ha'itztaba. They would set the lulavim on the roof, meaning on top of the roof, which was over the itztaba, over the benches. Armalei, Rav Nachman responds, v'chiliyab shum tzorach, what is he trying to drop the lulavim? What's the point of putting them outside? El-Eim al-Gava Itzva, rather the correct version is al-Gava Itzva, on top of the Itzva itself, the benches itself, underneath the roof, where they were protected from sun and the likes. Omer Rochava, Omer of Yehuda, Harabayis, Stav Kafal Hay. On the Harabayis, you had a double Stav. Stav is referring to these benches, these platforms. It was a double arrangement. Stav, Lufnim is Stav. We had a circle of benches within another circle. It was a double arrangement. That's how the Har Bayis was designed, and on those stoves, on those istavas, they would set up to love him in advance of Sukkot. Okay, some summation. We began with the fact that lulav would be taken all throughout the 7 days of Sukkot, even outside the Mikdash, Zecher LeMikdash. The reason is because the concept of lulav applies even outside the Mikdash, Minat Torah. So just continue on and take it throughout all 7 days, Zecher LeMikdash, as a remembrance for what happened in the Beis HaMikdash, where indeed the mitzvah Minat Torah was to have lulav all throughout the 7 days of Sukkot, as opposed to Arava, where we find this difference between lulav, which was a 7 day Zecher LeMikdash, and Arava, where we only do it one day, Zecher LeMikdash, on the 7th day. Why is that? Because there is no din Minat Torah to do Arava at all outside the Mikdash. So 1 day suffices. Rish Lakish tells us a chiddush, even Kayhanim Bali Mumim would be makif the Mizbeach. He held that as a personal chiv, incumbent on any person, any Kayan present. Rabbi Yechon responds by saying, who's to say that it's a personal chiv? Perhaps one person could just position the Aravas around the Mizbeach. Number two, perhaps only Kayhanim, which are Roy for Avoid as opposed to Bal Mum. We learn that the Arava in the Midash was indeed Minat Torah. Either Arve Nachal teaches us that there's Aravas in the Mikdash or Halachah Mishnah Sinai, as opposed to Arava outside the Mikdash, that was not Minat Torah. It was either Yisoid Nevi'im, which means a Takana, which requires a Bracha, or merely Minat Nevi'im, which does not require a Bracha. Arava needs to have a Shir, according to one shita, needs to have at least one with some leaves, and according to the other shita, needs to have three of them. The rava has to be separate from the lulav. Now, regarding lifting the lulav bundle with the aravas within it, once for the sake of lulav and once for the sake of aravah, we have machlekes. You don't want to use pay your shvius to pay your wages. Regarding kishkushi, turning over the soil, well, it depends. If it's trying to prevent hefse, that's mutter. To enhance the tree's growth, that's asr on shemitah. On Erev Shabbos, must be careful to arrive at his destination with plenty of time for preparations. And according to the maskan of the Gemara, we have like this. When going home, it certainly applies. Lebeisa, it certainly applies. Regarding going to a shpiza where you're still carrying some food with you and not really relying on the supply at the destination, we have a machlekes. According to one shita, it's not a concern. According to the other shita, certainly in that case, we don't know what to expect. You meant to make sure to come there in time. Haslacha rabbi to you, and kol tov.